I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro blasting members of Congress after being indicted for not cooperating with the panel investigating the January 6th riot.
This committee is neither duly authorized nor properly constituted, meaning that it doesn't follow the rules of either the House itself or the committee's own authorizing resolution.
Navarro's been charged with one count of contempt for failing to appear for a deposition. He faces a second charge for not producing documents the committee requested. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon has also been charged with contempt. President Biden says his economic plans are working as he reacts to the latest jobs report.
390,000 jobs were added last month, but President Biden said blockbuster job reports will likely stop, and we will now move to more stable, moderate growth, which he says will help bring down inflation. The president says he knows prices for gas and food are up.
Both of these challenges have been directly exacerbated by Putin's war in Ukraine.
The president said Congress could help lower costs by passing his clean energy plan. He said he met with the heads of utility companies.
They told me that if we pass the investments, they will make immediately lower the average family's energy cost by about $500 a year.
He said they will continue working to pay down the national deficit each quarter as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks fell broadly, pulling major indexes into the red for the week. The Dow lost 348, the Nasdaq off 304, the S&P off 68. Tropical storm warnings for much of the Florida Peninsula, Cuba, and the Bahamas as a system that battered Mexico moves to the Gulf, bringing threats of heavy rain and wind for the weekend. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is picking up speed to the northeast and has maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A person familiar with White House planning says President Biden has added a trip to Saudi Arabia to his itinerary for his Middle East trip.
The price of gasoline in this country is double what it was when President Biden was sworn in. One of the reasons he's making this trip to Saudi Arabia after a trip to Israel later this month. With the high price of gasoline and apparent refusal to kickstart more domestic production here in the United States, the White House applauding a move by Saudi Arabia to pump more oil. Quote, "The United States welcomes the important decision from OPEC today to increase supply by more than 200,000 barrels per day in July and August based on new market conditions."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The president said today he has no direct plans at the moment to visit a kingdom that he's previously criticized for human rights abuses. A past French Open champion once again makes it to the finals.
13-time French Open champion Rafael Nadal is back in the French Open final. On his 36th birthday Friday, Nadal advanced past Alexander Zverev, who was forced to retire from the match late in the second set. Zverev injured his ankle while trying to return a shot from Nadal. Zverev left the court in a wheelchair to a standing ovation. He had been leading the second set 6-5 when the injury occurred. The first set, Nadal won a tiebreak 10-8. Now Nadal is one step closer to a 22nd Grand Slam singles title. He'll play in Sunday's final. Jared Max, Fox News.
Jennifer Lopez is set to be honored for her film and TV work at Sunday's MTV Movie and TV Awards. The network says Lopez will receive the Generation Award, which celebrates actors whose diverse contributions in both film and television have turned them into household names. Lopez broke through in the 1990s as a dancer in the sketch comedy series In Living Color, then was cast as Selena, the 1990s 1997 film of the same name. Previous recipients include Scarlett Johansson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Tom Cruise. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.